Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Coming up later in this hour, a Michigan business leader wins something like a Nobel Prize for Business for training women in conflict zones.
You know, I can work a heck of a lot faster than the U.S. government.
But first, with the weather warming up and the sun chasing away memories of that long, dreary stretch of cold, icy weather that dragged on well into April, many Michigan communities are now ramping up for tourist season, the season that's the economic lifeblood of many areas in Michigan, like Ludington. Last year was a strong, successful tourist year for Ludington and for Mason County. Let's talk about what that means as we say hello to Brandy Henderson, Executive Director of the Ludington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Brandy, is it fair to see tourism as the economic lifeblood of cities and towns like yours?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you have a lakeshore community like ours in Michigan, tourism is one of those top industries and certainly is the backbone of many of our small businesses really rely on the tourism and the economic impact that tourism brings to our area, for sure.
When you stop and you kind of look at reports and numbers, and we see overall tourism's growing in Michigan. Last year, more than 5.6 million trips were made to Michigan from outside the state. And those visitors spent $2.1 billion in towns and cities and local businesses, just like you described. And I'm interested, as you look at your visitors coming to Ludington, people coming from outside Michigan versus Michiganders coming to visit Ludington, so intrastate versus interstate, what do you get the most of?
You know, we try to track our visitors in terms of zip codes. We certainly see a lot of Michiganders who are moving, you know, through different vacation destinations within the state. A lot of having to do with the SS Badger being our cross connection across Lake Michigan to Wisconsin. We certainly see a lot of travelers from Wisconsin, Chicago, Indiana, and Ohio as well. So any of those driving states, we certainly see a lot of traffic too.
When we look at numbers showing that last year was a strong, successful tourism year for all of Mason County, and even the year before, the MEDC put Mason County on its list of counties with the highest tourism growth in 2016. So a couple of straight years of growth. Why do you think tourism is on the rise?
Well, I think, you know, as you know, our economy has bounced back, people are certainly feeling more comfortable spending on vacations. But I think also, you know, we have been trying to do a really good job here in Ludington and Mason County talking about all the great things that families can enjoy here, not just in those really warm summer months at the beach, but fall travel, spring travel, and even things to do in the winter. So I think we're just doing a better job of talking about our area as an all-season destination, not just a July or August beach vacation.
And we're talking about things that are fun to do, but I've got to imagine there's a lot of serious work that goes into crafting what you're going to offer and how you're going to let people know about it.
Yeah, I mean, that is our job as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is to market, promote, and really tell our story. And so, you know, that's our day-to-day job, and we do that 365 days a year. So, yeah, there's a lot of thought process into that and really explaining and trying to find ways, you know, to kind of set yourself apart, but also kind of share that experience with people who aren't here to see it for themselves, but really inspire them to vacation here.
Now, my understanding, am I right, you are a born and bred resident of Ludington?
Yes, I am, yep.
So give me a sense of what it was like when tourism was really at its lowest. What did that mean for the town? What happens when people stay home?
When people stay home, I mean, you have businesses that might close maybe a month or two in the winter. You know, you see maybe some of these really dependent businesses having to close their doors. We, thankfully, you know, in those really tough years, still had a really strong travelers coming to the lakeshore. So, you know, having really warm summers and things like that really help to kind of keep that economic impact so that people can stay open year-round. So, you know, as someone who lives here year-round, we enjoy a lot of things because people come here and visit a lot in the summer. So certainly has an impact when people are staying home and not traveling. But we've been really thankful. You know, I think always Lake Michigan is a great attraction. And so we're really fortunate to be able to market that and be home to that as well.
I do have to note we have seen gasoline prices take kind of a jump in the last week or so. I noted prices above $3 a gallon on my drive to work just this morning. Do you worry at all? Do you keep that eye on gas prices?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you always think about what are those kind of hurdles that families and people who are looking to vacation might come across, and certainly gas prices are one of those. We know that we have a strong tourism base, you know, within driving distance of here, so, you know, those gas tank away type trips, and so we really try to keep Ludington at the forefront of all of those destinations as well.
Brandi Henderson is the Executive Director of the Ludington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking ahead to some summer weather, and finally got that that nasty cold start to spring in the rearview mirror.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Brandi, thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.